Rav Tet Zayin, the second time. Need Boker Tov. We're up to the Lama Yotzim L'Rechov. Lama Yotzim L'Rechov, the next thing that we learned in the Mishnah, we spoke about why it was necessary for other people to put the Efer on to the heads. But why into the street? Here Barava Omer Lomar, it's as if to say, Za'aknu b'tzina avalone enein. We've been in the Beit HaKnesset and we've been davening and fasting and nothing has worked. Nivazet tzminu b'farhesya. Perhaps if we go outdoors and we're mizvada openly in public, and so then they know chinami, it's a bizui. Maybe for that we'll get a kapora. Resh Lakish omer gilinu. Look, we've gone into Golos. We left our place. Person that leaves their place is basically a mischaper with the Golos. A golotenu mechaperet aleinu. Maybe now, what's the difference between the two approaches? Whether it's a din in Bifarhesia or it's a din in Galut? The Golomi Beit Knishta LeBeit Knishta. If they leave their own Beit Knesset, and they take another place to be their Beit Knesset, so that's a Galut. On the other hand, it's not a Bifarhesia, so it depends what we're stressing. V'lama motzina tateva v'rchova shel yir. Why take out the Aron HaKodesh? Om Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Lomar, Kli Tzanua Hayalam, V'nidbazav Avonotenu. Because of our Avonot, the thing that we kept most carefully, was most Tzanua, most unexposed, has become now exposed. It's basically a type of vidui that we're saying. Look at the level of our Avena, is that this is what it's caused. V'loma mitkasim besakim. Where do we get all of this from? This is basically the Braita that's brought to the Yerushalmi, that the number of things which the Gemara is going to now ask about why do we do it, because it became our minute, we never bring the Makar for it, but over there it says, Cholgrot besagin, sakin, yotzin lebet akvarot, and tokin bekronot. So we asked first, why is it that we cover ourselves with sack? Omer Rabchia Barava Lomar, Hare Anu Chashuvim Ki Behima. Since sack is made out of notza shel izim, so it's made out of coarse animal hair, so we're saying we are like animals. This is how Rashi learns. Lama notni efer makla gabei teva. And why do we put now ash on top of the teva itself? Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi klomar, imo anochi b'tzara. If we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is participating in our tzara, and because we're in pain, the very teva is in pain. Omer Abzera Mireish, Rishlokish Omer, Bechol tzaratam lo tzar. We darshan that in all tzarot that we have, to him it was also a tzar. Omer Abizera Mireish, ki abachazinu l'rabona de avi efren makla, gabe teva mizda azahar likule gufa. The first time I saw them doing this, my entire body shook. The teva itself should be covered with ash. V'lama notim efer b'rosh kalachad v'yachad. Why do we put ash on each person's head? Pligi bar ablevi bar chab of Rebbe Chanina. Chad amar arei anu chashuvim lefanecha ke'efer. The one learns that it's because we're like dust, so that we're humbling ourselves. V'chad amar k'dei sh'yizkor lanu efro shel Yitzchak. The other one says that it's k'neged the efer of Yitzchak avinu. Mai b'nayu, the nafkamina between them and halacha would be yikur b'nayu offer stam. Now, Rashi takes out the word stam. It doesn't make any sense. And the difference between them would be afar. Meaning, if it's just a question of being mevaza oneself, so you're saying we are choshev beinecha, we don't hold much of ourselves, so we're like dust or dirt. Same thing, basically, as afar. What's one thing? Stam. Hefer is not afar. You're saying you could be an afar. So Rashi indeed takes out the word stam. What's interesting is that Tosfos all along, at least the Girsa and the Tosfos that we have, has been claiming that hefer makleb means Efer that has been made from the burning of human bones. Everybody shouts at us, what is that supposed to mean? What do you mean? We're going to be chaytet bikvarais, we're going to burn people. That's crazy. What does it mean? Some suggest that it said Efer olive, and somebody made it Srefat olive, which really meant Srefat ayil, to be a zikorn for the Eloi Shal Yitzchak, because they didn't like the Efrosha Yitzchak, but I think those who asked it were not familiar with the Medrash, they didn't think about the Gemara that says Efrosha Yitzchak is Munach Agave on his Beach. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the. We're saying Efrosha Yitzchak. They use this as a riot to change the gear set. So, but in any event, according to Tosfos, the Nafkamina would be Efer Stam. So Efer Makle would refer specifically to the burning of human bones, to be like a sign of the actual Yitzchak burning, that is the metaphorical burning of Yitzchak, which was Amin Agami Mizveyah. And he could be now, Efer Stam, not often. That was, we could use any type of Efer, even from a bird building. So. possibly. That would be not to mean if it's only to humble yourself. Okay, but in that sense, Afer would be more of a bizoyan than Afer. So even according to that, since because some ask on Rashi, he mentions that as the reason we use Afer Makla, not Afer. So how come the Gemara doesn't talk about it? There seems to be another element that Afer is a bigger bizoyan stam than Afer. I mean, anytime you bend down, you can get dirty, a little dust on you, and that's not on the ground. Yeah, so in other words, there's an underlying tam as well. What's the reason, asks the Gemara, Lama Yotzim Levet HaKvarot, which is again appears in the Yerushalmi. Pliny Barab Levi Bar Chaim, and Tosis points out this is the last remaining minhag that we have from the Taniyot Tzibur, because the only Taniyot Tzibur that we have is Tisha B'Av. Because of this, we have the universal minhag to go out on Tisha B'Av to Levet HaKvarot, that's based on the Sugya. So why do we go out on Levet HaKvarot? Pliny Barab Levi Bar Chaim and Rabbi Chanina. Chad Omar Hare Anu Chashuvim Lefanecha Kemeitim. To order oneself is as if he's dead. So that we will be ma'ura of the Ovis, that they should see that Tzoreis of the Bani, there should be Miskanis of the Shemayim to be Mevakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Benai, we could be now, Kivrei Akum. Afkamina would be a vicious to say, so that you're dead. You go down over here to Bamila. I mean, that's even worse death. I mean, that's really dead. Mela, it's a tzadikim, Mesosim, Rechayim. I mean, over there by Bamila is pure Misa. But as Rashi says, if it's to be Mevakish Rachum, they can't be Mevakish for themselves. It's certainly ain't going to be Mevakish for us. That's practical enough, you mean? My Har HaMoriya. The Mises doesn't seem to have anything to do with our Sugya, just because we have here also Machlokas, Rablevi, Barcham, and Rabbi Chanina, we bring it in with the other elements in which we're looking for Ramazan that are between them. But Pashtas, the Har HaMoriya that we're referring to over here is Eretz HaMoriya, which is Yerushalayim, and the Malkum of the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we call it Har HaMoriya? It's a Machlokas. Chad Omar, Har Sheyotze Mimeno Hora Ali Yisrael. So we had the Lishkata Gazit. That was the place where Hora'ah came out to call Yisrael. This is where the Lashon that the Rambam uses. Actually, in Hilchos Sanhedrin is this. It's the exact Lashon. Imenu Yod Hora'ah to call Yisrael is Yotzev in the Lishkata Gazit. V'chana Maharshi Yatsam Imenu Moral of Dekuchavim. Others learn that there's terror to the Akum from this Har. Because they see the Darg of Yisrael, so they're tzibrochen from it. They see the Shechina and the Din and the power of Yisrael is Mora. And Rashi brings another Lashon, which Tosfos brings also, that there are those who learn that Har Moriya is actually Har Sinai. And that's the reason it's called Moriya, is again because it says by Matan Torah, Eretz Yorav Shakeda, that the whole earth was in trembling, was in upheaval, and there was a chance it would be destroyed without wanting to be Mekabel the Torah. So over there would be, if it's talking about Yerushalayim, there's some interesting things it does as well. I mean, he says that the Har was called Eretz HaMoriah, and there was a city there called Shalem. Before, it was Melchizedek, Melch Shalem. So what happened was, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tayadati ki Yarei, so we added the word Yarei, because of that, there's no Yud. So it's Yerushalem. How did you get Yerushalayim, if that would be the case? He says, that's why we write without a Yud, because we take the original name of the city, we add to it the Yira, and now we use the Lashon of Shalem, so it's Yerushalem, not because of the Churim stuff. If it's a reference to Har HaMoriah in terms of Sinai, so then it's the question of Mora, and obviously it could also be a place where the Torah came. So I wrote, interesting, that learn Har HaMoriah is actually a reference to Har Sinai. Hazakein Shebehem, Omer Lifnehem Divrei Chivushim. Tana Rabban, strange brisa that says, Im Yesh Zakein, Omer Zakein. Seems to be saying, if there's an older person, then he says it. Im Lav, but if there is no older person, then the Chacham says it. Weird. Let's see. Vim Lav, Omer Adam Shel Tzura. If not, you have somebody who makes a good appearance, puts on a good show. Now, what is that supposed to mean? The Zokain. When we said a Zokain, we stam a person who doesn't have Chochmah. That's what you meant. You say, there's no Zokain, then a Chochmah. Zokain, the Kamri. Alpha Gav, the Lav Chachamu. What do we mean? Amoritz is a Zokain. Always a Zokain means the Shekana Chochmah. Om Rabbi Avikama. Im Yeh Zokain, Vehu Chacham. Omer Zokain, Vehu Chacham. Look, obviously, we'll be Ma'adiv if we could find somebody who is not only a Chacham, but also a Zikda. Im Lav Omer Chacham. If you don't have a Zokain who's a Chacham, so then we prefer the Chacham over the Zokain. Im Lav Omer Adam Shel Tzura. What does he say? Achenu Lo Sak V'Ta'anit Gormim. The main issues over here are not the sackcloth and the fasting. Teshuvah Ma'asim Tovim Gormim. If you want to be Korea Gizardin, it requires real Teshuvah. Shekem Atzinu Bat Shenin Vey. Shehul Ne'emar Bahem Vayar Elohim Et Zakam V'Ta'anitam. Elohim Et Ma'aseyem. Shavu Midarkam Ra'ah. By the way, there's some who learn that it's not 100% raya for Ninveh, because, I mean, first of all, Ninveh were akum. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu only accepts something that's more real. I mean, in fact, they say things, it's not going to be malamit zchus. Furthermore, obviously, it was already lachrik zardin. I mean, how do they know here it was lachrik zardin? He was already told, the zardin is, that's it. They just wait a little while, the city's done for. I mean, it's a Ninveh nepeche. So how are you going to bring a raya from there to that? Furthermore, I mean, Ninveh had a long history of Averis and so on, and here maybe it's just a pagam that was just recently heard. It's very difficult to say it's a clear raya from Ninveh. Okay, but you know, you allow yourself a little bit of leeway in a drush, but they want to use that for explaining why it doesn't say you b'divrei Kabbalah u'ne'emar. Remember the kash of the Rashi we spoke about yesterday. I mean, Yonah is also b'divrei Kabbalah, but when it comes to Yoel, so over there we say b'divrei Kabbalah u'ne'emar. When it says in Yonah, we don't say why is that. So Rashi brought Rashi brought a Tosfos from somebody or another. He says, Mimandu, I don't know. Somebody says, yes. I'll just say, when Rashi says that kind of lotion, he doesn't think too much of it. And, you know, some people say, because Lamaisa, Rabbi Vega points out, Rashi himself says, Divrei Kabbalah, means that we were Mekabel. Doesn't mean Divrei Kabbalah in terms of a Kabbalah of a Tzivu. It means those things that were Mekubel from a Nenuvias. So why wouldn't we call Yonah Divrei Kabbalah according to that? And Rashi doesn't subscribe to that sheet that the Divrei Kabbalah is Dafka Tzivu that the Navi is giving. So sometimes that's the point. If it's clear, so then we can refer to the Divrei Kabbalah as if it's 100%, this is what we got from HaKadosh Baruch. But, I mean, you want to be Madayik loosely from Yoyina and use it in a drush. No, okay, I'll do it, but I'm certainly not going to call it the Divrei Kabbalah. It doesn't say it Beferish anywhere. It's sort of borrowed a little bit. Some say that that's Rashi, what would be what Rashi himself would take for granted. Vayitkasu sakima ha'adam v'habeima. So similarly, they covered themselves, not only themselves, but also the animals. What's the animals doing over there? It's interesting. The next piece Rashi clearly learns is going on the continuation of the pasuk. He says this in Yonah as well. It says over there that not simply that they put it there, but it continues on. Vayikru el Elohim bechazka, that they cried out to God with power. And power indicates that they had some type of leg to stand on. Rashi says it's a loshon of nitzua. It's like you have what to taina. That's the point. So therefore, the Gemara wouldn't have said what it says now just on the beginning of the pasuk. So my habde, what were they doing there with the behemoths? Asri habeimot lechud, v'etavladot lechud. What they did is they tied up the mothers separately from the vladot. And then the chazka was, look, you make a big deal about this being a merciful world, and you tell us that we're supposed to care even about animals. I mean, so okay, so we're animals, so we're dumb animals. And So treat us the way we're supposed to treat dumb animals. That's a very difficult thing to argue with. And Enochinam, you see a wonderful thing, that at the end, the closing words of the Sefer are, I'm not supposed to worry about Ninveh, there's so many animals there. Either that or, I mean, look, if already it's a world that has life in it, so we'll tolerate human life too, even though it's so horrible. A marvelous, unfortunately, very close to contemporary feelings. It's a beautiful world out there. It's a shame those bipeds are all over the place. The women, the Amazon.
Yeah, because of that, okay, I can hear why you get
brain. Yes, exactly. It says it over there too. Yes, b'mekomchem behema. Vayikaru el Elohim b'choska my amur. Amru lefanav ribono shel olam. Aluv v'she'eno aluv. Tzadik v'rasha. Let me ask this. Minitchem itmeimi. You expect the Rasha is supposed to be the one that gives in. It's always the Tzadik who gives in. The Rasha always interested in disproving his point. Good. So you're arguing with us. And I said, well, who do you want to give in? Us or you? You give in, obviously. You expect us to be meaningful. We have an Oluv or an Eino Oluv. What are we? We're garnished. We're useless. So Minitchem itmeimi. Vayashuvu ish midarkas. It's interesting. So Rashi in Yonah understands that actually the both
parts are going on the Chazka, and not to the not just on the beginning of the year. In the Gemara, it's mashmash two separate issues. In other words, that we need to explain what they were doing with the behemot, so we talk about that separately. But I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean obviously that we could have darshan. How would we know that? How would we know that that's what they did? That they separated the vladays from the mothers? I mean, that's all included in sakas of behemah. And it could be that both go together. Rashi clearly there learns that it goes together. Vayashuvu ish midarko hara'ah min ha'chamas asher bekapehem. When you say chamas asher bekapehem, what does that mean in their hand? I mean, you're literally, they're walking around keeping the money that they just stole from the ATM machine. Omar Shmuel means what they had built with their hands. So afilu gaza morish ubana'o bevibra mika'akea kola birakulo umachzir morish leba'alav. What it means is that they would destroy the work of their hands to bring back, let's say they had stolen a beam, and that beam was now built into a very expensive ceiling. They would tear the whole ceiling down to be marked to the Morish. Of course, this is the takon of Morish that we have not to have to do that because it's so painful to do. So that's bekapehem with their own hands. Omer avada barava. Adam sheyesh biyado avera umitvadeh eino chozer bo. Somebody who has in his hands averos. This is another sense of bekapehem. Because the posher meaning is an avera remains in your hand. So somebody could do teshuva and he can be mitvadeh. But the Rambam's lashon is that he's eino ozevat achet. So in other words, he has charata that he did the avera, but he can't let go. Yeah, and that's the essence of tshuva, is letting go. You have to let go. And we know bichlal, I mean, that's the hardest thing in any emotional situation, certainly in any habitual thing. Letting go is completely different than being upset with what you've done. I mean, everybody's upset with what they've done, they just can't let go. So over here, you're still holding on, basically, literally. So it's bikapehem. So it's l'mahu domeh. L'adam shetofez biyado sheret. So he's got now a sheretz in his hand. And he's going into the mikvah, because he's being teivel, and he's being chazer b'tshuva. And it's not that he's lying in his, he does regret. And even if he is lying, and he says, any chazer davar zeli yailam. What's wrong with lying? He's following the rules. You're supposed to say vidu, he says vidu. And enochinami, the vidu works. It's true. He was teivel. Except what good is being teivel if you're still holding on to the sheretz? So it's not a shot that you didn't do the pulot of Tahara. It's just that you're going to completely be stuck with the same thing you had before. So afil tovel b'chol meimot shebolam, you can go to the best mikvahs in the world, it's not going to help you very much, because you're constantly in contact with the tomb in the first place. Lo alta lo tvila. The minute that you let go, zarko miyado, given shetaval b'arabayim say, you don't need very much. You don't have to go to all the meimot shebolam, yeah. By himself, then your own bathtub. Miyad al talot vila. Shemar u'modevo zev yirucham on the spot. V'omer nisol avenu el kapayim. Is that the point of the year is that it's with the kapayim the nesias halayv. Meaning you have to let go with what's in your hand. That's the point. And only then is it el bashamayim.
In that case,
and
he finds the sheretz and picks it up afterwards.
Yeah, that could be. There's another opinion of imed b'tshuvase. That's a separate. But the tefillah is certainly a good tefillah.
In other words, it's
not what he said. Absolutely not. He has a complete charota al over and kabbalah al osi, but he hasn't let go.
Kabbalah al osi won't do it. What is the definition?
What's kabbalah? Take a look in the Rambam. It's two totally different dinner.
No, I hear, but kabbalah al osi is what? What's his kabbalah?
His kabbalah is he'll never do it again.
Yeah.
But he hasn't let go. The essence of tshuva is letting go, not committing yourself never to do it again. Committing yourself never to doing it is a New Year's resolution.
Letting go
is the tshuva. Same thing, think about it psychologically, it's exactly the same thing. Your commitments are always like that. Commitments are, this is what you want to be, and this is what you're committed to be, but it's not your default position, what you are. You know how I put it? I just felt like this. The difference is that one is the person who would say that I wish this would be mutter, and the other one who says I wish this could be mutter. That's the difference. One is a reality. I've let go. Is it going to be? It's never going to be. It just can't. And I wish I could fly. You know, fine. Yeah, you wish you could fly, but it's nothing to do with anything practical, real, or the way you're planning your life. But then, when you talk about I wish I would, it's a whole different world. You know? I know I can't, but I wish I would. It's going to happen again. That's the same thing over here. Aziv is a completely different target. So the real element of tshuva is a change of paradigm, which you no longer see. It's no longer an option. As long as it's an option, the fact that you're committed not to doing it is not aziva. It's just kabbalah latid. The Rambam learns that's the whole. point of the sugya over here. That aziva is the essence, and that's what it's saying. It's still holding on. Then there's no aziva. That's why he doesn't have the chayzer bug. That's the point.
And therefore, if he goes back, it's unfortunately it's a collapse.
That could be. That's already a whole different thing. Yeah. Where I meet a bit feel the hilchos shuvah is like one of the most complex. For if I do I don't know. No, nish pashut at all. That's the story of Rav Elazar ben Nedaya. Letting go cost him his life. That's the thing. It's the hardest thing in the world to let go. It's the easiest thing in the world to make commitment. And to really, really mean them with all your heart. I mean, that's fine. But that there shouldn't ever be the possibility. That's insane. Somebody who has a vision of life, this is the only way I can imagine living. I can't live any other way.
So, stuck in the face
again. He's gonna live a life without sex. I mean, come on. It's impossible. You see, I'll commit myself never to doing it. Fine, because then it'll always be tomorrow, the day after. So I'll never do it. But I can't change my vision of what life. And if life doesn't have this, I don't want it. I mean, it's not mine. It's not my life. But that's fair. It literally cost him his life. I mean, with Minas, the Gemara says those two elements just impossible. You can't imagine. Minas is the model. Interesting. Minas is the model. Total commitment to sex, the Gemara says, is the same as Minas. But the real model is Minas. There's a koba ehalo yashuvan. Once you get into it, you can't get out. It becomes a way of looking at the world, to let go and to accept that the world has its own realities and it's not you. It's hopeless. You can't live like that. It's terrible. Now it's time to daven. Morinim lifnei ha-tevaz zaken. By the way, not so partial. When is it time to daven? What does that mean? Time to daven. What is this talking about? It's talking about shachris. Big machlokas rishonim. Whether this din of the 24 brachot is it all of the tefillas? Is it a special tefillah like a musa? They daven the normal, because you'll notice a very strange thing. Anenu doesn't show up. Where did they say Anenu? This is like the ultimate tainus. Nobody mentions Anenu Bichlal. Does this subsume Anenu? Is it hidden in there? Is it another Tvila Bichlal? Tremendous differences among the Rishonim. Some learn this as a whole. This is the Balamora. It's a whole separate Tvila like a Musa. That were these special 24 brachas, but they didn't say it's part of the normal Tvila. Others say this was said in Ne'ilah. Only in Ne'ilah. Remember there was an extra Tvila on the thing. Others learn it was Shachris and only Shachris. Others learn in Shachris Mincha Ne'ilah. Certainly not Arba. But those are the fundamental sheet. There's obvious it's Amdu B'Tfilah. We never really defined what Amdu B'Tfilah. But anyway, when it was time to daven. So then we have the Zakein and Tana Rabbon and Amdu B'Tfilah V'Fishi Yesham Zakein V'Chacham Ein Moridin Ufnei HaTevah L'Adam HaRagil. As far as the drush is concerned, that's one thing. Yeah, but the drush. But as far as the one who's going to be misfollowed, the Tzibur, if he doesn't have somebody, you don't have a person who knows the davening well, then it's not worth it, the fact that he may be a Zakein and a Chacham. I mean, this guy stumbled over the words and not a read properly or the good voice. It has to be somebody that's Ragil. And it has to be somebody, Rabbi Yudom, it has to be somebody who's Mitupal, the Aimlo. Interesting that in English, we use the word Mitupal. Mitupal means dependent, Tfeilim, right? So Tvalav are his dependents, a very old word that was the standard in Mishnah Hebrew, Tvalav, and it's very, very much part of your everyday IRS form, right? Your dependents, number of dependents. We now take that as a Dover Parshat, that someone who has Tvalav, the very fact that there's dependency means that you have responsibility. Therefore, you say, Ani atapel bezeh, as a borrowed term, because I'm taking the responsibility for those who are dependent on me, so I'm the one who's going to be metapel. Which, of course, became in modern Hebrew, smoch alai, which means that it's hopeless. So this is somebody that's got dependents. So he's mitupa because of that, because he's completely involved in caring for his kids. He doesn't have any money. Even worse, he's got investments out there in the sada that if they're not going to come back, he's dead. He's got nothing to eat right now. Or at least we'll see, because it seems to be a repetition. We'll discuss that later. Upirko na'ed. Also, pirko means his adolescence. In the end, we understand this to mean that he wasn't one of these wild, high-living teenagers, then settled down. He was known as a good guy his whole life, even as a kid. Ushvalberech. Umrutzad is humble. Umrutzad la'am. People like him. Vieshlo ni'ima. He's got the nusach right. Vikoloa rave. He's got a good voice. Uboki likrot b'torah b'divim k'tuvim. He also knows there's tons of psukim you're going to be saying. A guy's going to stumble over psukim. It's not like second nature to him. That's terrible. And he knows lishnod b'medrish b'alochas b'agodais. Uboki b'kolab brachas kulam. He's not going to be sitting there wondering exactly what's going on. A person like that, he's the one that should be emet l'tnei. The yov v'rabbanan einayel b'Reb Yitzchak bar Ami. Having said all of the above, they turned everybody to look for a minute at Reb Yitzchak bar Ami because they thought, boy, who here could actually? There is one guy. Reb Yitzchak bar Ami. Wait a minute. Isn't Einlo and Beito Rekam and Metupal? It's all the same thing. Metupal ve'Einlo. That's Beito Rekam. Somebody's got a home. Omar Reb Chisid Om. Beito Rekam means Beito Rekam in Avera. Here it means that there's no, Rashi says, there's no Gezel, Chomas in his home. So in other words, what he has is truly his own. Others take it metaphorically. His home, meaning his body, is without Avera. It's a home for your neshama. Pirkona Omar Rabbi Ezeshel Oyatzelo Shem Rabbi Yalduto. In his adolescence, he was also known as a good kid. Vaitali Nachalatika Aryeh Bayar. What exactly does it mean? Like Rabbi Baruch Hu says, my Nachal was Aryeh Bayar, Natna Lai Bekola Alkein Sinekia. What does that mean? My Natna Lai Bekola. Omar Marzutra Bartul Omar Rav Armel Omar Farma Omar Rebelezer. Ze Shliach Tzibur. What we're talking about over here, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh God, I hate the chazan. So how do you expect, I mean, you run out of the shul, how do you expect him to be able to tolerate that kind of tefillah? So here the correct is, if he's Eino Hogun, then he's Yorid, if they have Teva, he's Mekalko, the entire situation for everybody. The Omer Lefem Esrim V'Arba Barachot, Shmona Esrim Shepachot, Yom Mosif Aleim Otsheish. What do you mean Otsheish? You just said seven chatimot, starting with the Mishon, El Avram, Avinu, the whole thing. There was seven over here, and indeed, by the way, the Marashah points is connected. These are the Shiva that are connected to seven mazalot that we've been talking about. Because all of these Rayan were capable of raising Yisrael above the mazalot that other people are dependent on. But it seems to be remiss to Sheva, obviously, all over. So there's seven Chatimot mentioned in the Mishnah. And you said that there's only six. Sheva, get it? Ala Shvi'it, Omer, Baruch Merachem al Haaretz. What are you talking? Omer, Nagba, Yitzchak, the Shvi'it, as we said before, is Shvi'it la Arucha. From the time that we begin by Marich in the Tefillah, because remember by Goel Yisrael, Reino V'Anyenu, we already add a lot of things. So for Goel Yisrael Marich, by the way, the Rambam learns that the Ma'arich B'Goel means all of the brachas came before Goel, as part of, before the brach of Goel Yisrael, and then all of the Chatimot came in order. So Mishana Hu Yanechem Baruch. Mishana Hu Yanech Baruch. All in a row. So there were seven Chatimot in a row after we went through the Zichronos and the Shofros and so on and so forth, the Mimamakims and everything else. So that's the ultimate Aricha, so to speak, of Goel Yisrael. This is all within that Baruch. The Chazana Knesset Omer Lehem Tiku B'nei Aaron Tiku. And then we have Mishana Azavazino Ayamsuf, which is for the Zichronos. Uyaneschem. And then Vishma Bukotzakat Kanayam Azer. Boruch Zocher Nishkachot. That's the first of the additional brachas. Vahino Nimach Rab. Amen. And then the Chazan HaKnesses says, Hariu B'nei Aaron Hariu. Bechein Becho Bracha O Bracha. Now the Chazan HaKnesses, Rashi learns, there's two different people here. This is Zakein, who is announcing in advance, that is, get ready, so to speak. Now we'll say the Chatzim. And then to do the actual thing, you have the Chazan HaKnesset, who's the Gabai. The Chazan is the person who takes care of things. So he says, okay, now it's time to actually do it. You'll notice that we alternate between Kohanim and Bnei Aaron, and we alternate between Trua, Kia, and Trua. Some take this very seriously. They learn, Rav Haigon is brought in the Talmidim and the Ramban, that there was only Tkia and then only Trua. Others learn there was a reversal, which is really weird. Kia, Trua, Tkia, Trua, Tkia, Trua. It's like very strange in order to fit in the Yudches Kerleis, because according to the way Rav Hai is quoted, there's no Yudches Kerleis. So that they add with the Kerleis that are Akra HaTvila. We'll see that there's major machloikas in how to learn what distinguishes the minig in the Shari Mizrach from the minig in the Gevulin, and that's really where all the Shitas come up. And there are those who learned there's an afkamina between Kayanim and Bnei Aaron, very interesting. The Kayanim mean Ru'in La'Aveda, and Bnei Aaron includes even Balei Mumin, so that we don't want to put them down. Others learned that we put it that actually they both said Hakohanim b'nei Aaron. I'm just putting it loosely.
What aspect of
he was not here.
What is considered an ear for this purpose? Is it going to be any ear in Eretz Yisrael, or what's the definition? What's the limit? We saw that done outside of the Gula, as you have just said. So, like, so this is done in every city in Eretz Yisrael.
No, in fact, it's only done in a Tainus Tzibur. The only place we have Tainus Tzibur in Eretz ain't Tainus Tzibur Gavoha. All right, but let's go on. We'll talk afterwards, okay?
But in Eretz, what's considered an ear?
There's no, I don't think there's a difference. Whatever the Tzibur is, however large it is. Bechin bechol bracha bracha bachat amerti ku bachat amerariu. Now, b'med varmu migvuli, abu b'migdash eno came. Why not? Because we left out a very important part. In the migdash eno nima main b'migdash. And how do we know eno nima main b'migdash? Nema, kumu baruchut Hashem lo kechem min ha'olam ad ha'olam v'yavorchu shem kvodech u'mamam al kol bracha oti ilakta. Obviously, that means that after I say the bracha, I'm still telling the people that are there, get up. This is the Levium who said this. That's after they said their bracha, they said to the tzibur, Kumu baruchu Hashem Elokecha min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, which means that there's a new azkara that we usually don't say, which is min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Usually we don't mention that. And then we say the Yavorchu Shem Kvodecha, which means that we're being maskier. Turns out the halacha, we're being maskier baruch kivod, Shem Malkuto, because that's Kvodecha. So we recognize there's something unique that's going on over here. There was talking about the Levian that was standing in the Beis Hamikdash. So maybe that means only once on the whole tefillah, says the Gemara, and this was done just after all the brachas. Yochala kol brachos kulam lo teyala tefillah akat. No, be medayek in the pasuk. Umromam al kol bracha o tefillah al kol bracha ten lo tefillah. So what is that special tehillah? And what is the min olam ad olam? So therefore, in the Migdash, the correct girsa was, Ma'omer, Baruch Hashem, there's a machlokas over here about whether you say Elohim or not. The Gro doesn't have Elohim. Just Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Elokei Yisrael, min olam v'ad olam, Baruch Goel Yisrael, v'hin omin achara, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusol Le'olam v'ed, Chazan HaKnesset Omer Lem Tiku HaKohanim B'nei Aaron Tikus. Here we have together. Then they go ahead and say, Mishana, Es Avram Baram Oriya, Huyan Et Chemishma Bekotzat Katchem Ayom Azer, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. Then we have the Zocher HaNishkachot. This is the, of course it should have said, Min Olam Vad Olam. Ve'inoni Machar Baruch Shem God Malchuto, Kazan HaKnesset Omer Lo Ariyu, Lekonim B'nei Aaron Ariyu, V'chein Bechol Baruchar Baruchacha, Bakas Omer Tiku, Bakas Omer Ariyu, Ad Shegomeret Kulam. Now here is where we get into the problem. V'chein in Higra Chalavta B'tzipori Rabbi Hanani Ben Tzvadim B'sichni U'chishabad Abay L'tei Chachamim Amru Lo Ayu Noagim Kein Ela B'sharim Mizrach U'Bahar Abay. So now the question is, Lo Noagim what? Rashi learns Lo Noagim Kein is the Sugya. Sugya is talking about Aniyat Amin and saying Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam V'ad Olam, and instead you're saying the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam V'ed. Everything else was seems to be kaseder. Rashi's learning, but the Rishonim asked on this pshat. First of all, what do you mean lo nagu kein? I'm a nagu kein. We learned that out of from the pasuk earlier that it's only b'mekomo that you give him this kavod, right? So how did can't hear what you're saying. Yeah. So, and furthermore, I mean, it's only been in response to the saying of the Shema Mefurish, Kichtovam. What was the Havamina? What did they think? That this would be all over? Why not? It's a minute. That was the question. So therefore, the other Rishonim have many different approaches to what they did. What were they mani? Some learn they were mani to do the tkia on every brach. Whereas, it's not that there shouldn't be a tkia at all, perhaps, but the tkia should be afterwards. The whole thing was done afterwards, not in the middle. Some learned the question is there a din of kohanim begulim? Why were they saying dafka kohanim b'nei Aaron? Maybe that was the problem. Others have even more diukim. The placement of the tkia apparently was in order to avoid a hefsek between the omein and the tkia. So they said no, that's only because of baruch shem kvod malchut olam v'ed. That's a hefsek, but an omein isn't a hefsek. I said There's a lot of shitas of exactly what was different, but certainly not everybody agrees with Rashi that the only issue is this. Others, and I mentioned to you earlier, that the child is whether it's a shofar or whether it's chatzot ros, and they hear it's mashma that they did it the way they did it there with both shofars and chatzot ros. Some learn indeed that begvul and there is a dinner shofar or chatzot ros, but not together. That they would use chatzot ros in the tefillah and then they did tkiya b'shofar ros afterwards. Stam, straight through seder atiyot. Okay, a lot of different lamaisa we don't do it, so we don't have very much of a mesera of how we ended up asking them.
No,
we had a Beit HaKnesset. Then already, I mean, here it's not talking about that particular issue. It's not about the Nusach HaTfilah.
No, I'm just asking. What was the thing?
It's talking the same thing, but it was always Baruch Hava. It's always Baruch Hava. They would dive in there. I don't know. Now, some say this over from the Braita, and the Tosef is a little bit of different lashon. If the Amrikitanya Omer lefneim esrim yarba brachot shmona esrim shepo yom. So they said 24 brachot, the 18 of every day. Mosif aleihem od sheish v'otan sheish heichan omran. When do they say those six? Vein goel rofe. So between the brach of goel rofe chole amo Yisrael and your marich with the geula, veinoyim in achra b'kol brachav v'bracha. Kacho yinoyim b'gvulim that they would say amen. Well, shenken in the mikdash ayu amrim. Not Baruch Ata Hashem, but rather Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min olam ve'ad olam Baruch Hu El Yisrael. They didn't say Amen. Instead, they said the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Va'ed. Lo ayonim Machrav Amen. Bekokach Loma. Nefisha Einonim Amen B'Migdash. By the way, the Ron takes out the Lo ayonim before by the story of how they were in Yugu B'Tzipori, because they wouldn't have made a mistake in that. So he changes it. Takes out the word Ein. That Va'oni Machrav Amen. That they didn't change. They knew that they weren't supposed to say Baruch. Nonetheless, the Chachamim were chayla. And minayin sheinanim b'migdash shenam akumu baruchu et Hashem lokeichem in ha'olam v'ad ha'olam v'yavorachu shen gudech u'marmama kol bracha u'tihila u'kol bracha u'bracha tein lo tihila. Ton the Rabbanan al-Rishonot umer baruch Hashem lokei Yisrael n'olam v'ad ha'olam baruch goel Yisrael v'inoy mimachra baruch shem kibod malchuto l'olam v'ed. By the way, this Ton the Rabbanan and the two dots do not seem to belong there at all. Many don't have the gears of all Ton the Rabbanan. This is the Hampshire. The Tosefta. It's the rest of it. But we didn't get to this part yet. Then Baruch Hu Yisrael. Inuach Baruch Shem God Magdo Le'olam Ve'er Chazan Haknesset Omer Tiku Kohanim Tiku Chozu Ve'omer Mishon Az Avram Baram Uriah Hu Ya'aneh Etchem Yishma Bekol Tzarkatchem Ayom Hazeh Ve'al Shni Omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Ve'ad Olam Baruch Zocher Nishkachot Ve'ino Nimach Ra Baruch Shem Kvod Magdo Le'olam Ve'ed Chazan Haknesset Omer Avriu B'nei Aaron Avriu ויאמר מי שנה את אבותינו הים סוף, הוא יענה אתכם, וישמע בכל צעקתכם היום הזה. So they repeat the nusach with the צעקה, this is not the חתימה, והם מריעים ותוקינו מריעים, וכן בכל ברכה וברכה. And again, over here, you note the stress and the repetition because of the hefzik of the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'ed. As I mentioned to you, those who showed them all, that was the whole problem with Reb Tradion's way of doing things. And Bachas Omer Tiku, Bachas Omer Ariu, Ad Shenigmar Et HaBrachot Kulam, V'Kach Hineg Reb Chalafta B'Tzipori, and Reb Hanani Ben Tradion B'Sichni, U'Kishaba Davar Etzel Chachomim, Omru, Lo'ay Nogin Kein Ela B'Sharim, Mizrach U'Bahar Abayi. Reb Yiro Omer Lo'ay Tzorech Lomar Zichronot. Question whether that means you're not supposed to say zikronot, or whether it's not necessary to say zikronot. Omar Ravada de Minyafo, my time in the Rivira, the Fisha Eno and Rim zikronot. The Mashmahut is that it's inappropriate to say zikronot, Bishofarot. Although for some of the Shonim, it's clear if you want to, you can. It's just that it's a very long, broken, so we're not matriya. Ela b'Rosh Hashanah, and of course Yovel, which we saw was compared to Rosh Hashanah. But the Indian of Rosh Hashanah is because, as we said, this is the way in which we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So imre lefanai malchios, imre lefanai zichrones, but mao b'shefres. So not to have malchios, and to have zichrones and shefres is very strange. The whole point was, so there where it says, so then it seems to put it together with the whole surah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. After all, the Iker Inyan of Malchus is Milchama. That's the Shlita, question of Shlita, and seeing to it that the world is controlled in a particular way. It's part of Malchus. Each one of them is.
Loma yotzim l'rachov. Reb Chiya bar Rava amar lomar za'aktu betzina v'lo na'aneinu nevaze atzmenu beparhesya. Reish Lakish amar gilinu kalotenu mechaperet aleinu. Mai b'nai liki b'nai d'golami b'kdish l'vei kdishna. Loma motzina teva l'rachova sheli. Romer v'yishuv anevi lomar klitza nua hayalanu and now b'avonotenu nitvaze. V'loma mitkasi b'sakin amar Reb Chiya bar Rava lomar reinu chashubin ki b'ima. V'loma notrim efer nikla agabe teva. Omer Rav Yehuda ben Pazi klomar imo anochi betzara reish lakish omer bechol tzaratam lo tzar Omer Rav Yizera mireish ki avachazina lo rabonan diabe efer nikla agave teva mizdaza'a likulei gufoi. What's the point of saying that? By the way, some learn that's the makor of the Rambam, who puts in after saying the what we do that the purpose of this is to shake you up. But he's apparently reading that this is we see that indeed it serves to shake you up. Lomanotim Efer Barosh Kalaga the Echet, Ligibar of Levi Bar Kamar of Hanina, Hanamar Reino Hashuvin of Fanagay, for Hanamar Kadesh is Kolon Efer Shayitzchak. My Benawik Benaw Offer Stam, or Offer, or Efer Stam. Lomayetz in the Betak Vorot, Ligibar of Levi Bar Kamar of Hanina, Hanamar, Areanu Hashuvim of Fanagay Metim, for Hanamar Kadesh Yvakshol and Metim Rahamim. My Benaw, Igabenaw Kivreakum. My Harha Moria. אחינו לא סקרת תענית גורמים על התשוב ומעשים טובים גורמים שכן מצילו מאנשי נינווה שלא נאמר בהם והיער האלוהים את צקם ותעניתם אלא והיער האלוהים את מעשיהם כי שבו מדרכם הרעה והתכסו סקים מהאדם והבהמה. By the way, isn't this shver on Rashi's pshat? It bothers me a little bit. But since sack is made from the hair of behema, I mean, if they're already behemas, what are you saying? I'm wearing sack to show that I'm a behema. Bishleim, if you tell me that sack is roy for behema, so you can say, look at this, me and the behema, we dress the same way. It's a good garbage, okay? But to say that it's the hair, well, so what's the point of putting more hair of a behema on a behema anyway? It's right here. My havi avde, asri avemot lachud. That's what happens when you come late. Vet avladot lachud. Omer the fun of ribono shel olam. אם אין אתם מרחם עלינו, אין אנו מרחמים עלינו. ויקראו אלוהים לחוזקה, מה יאמר? אומר לפניו ריבונו של עולם, עלו ושאינו עלו, צדיק ורשע, מי נדחה מפני מי? וישוב איש מדרכו הרעה מן החמאס אשר בכפיהם. מה מן החמאס אשר בכפיהם? אומר שמואל אפילו גוזר מוריש, ובנו בבירה, מקעקע כל הבירה כל המחזיר מוריש ובעלו. אומר ברברה ואודם שיש בידו אווירה ומתוודא ואינו חוזר בו, למה הוא דומה לאדם שטופי שרץ בידו, אפילו טוב הוא בכל מימות שבעולם לא עתה לו תפילה, זורקו מידו, כי מי שטוב הוא בעבו ימצא, מיד עתה לו תפילה. שנאמר מודה ועוזב ירוחם, ואומר ניסה לו בבינו על כפיים על אל בשמיים. עומדו בתפילה מורידים לפני התיבה הזקן תנו רבון, עומדו בתפילה אף פי שיש להם זקן וחכם, אין מורידים לפני התיבה, אלא אדם הרגיל. רבי ידע אומר, אין מטופל ואין לו, ויש לו יגיע בסדה, וביתו ריקם, ופרקו נאה, ושפל ברך, מוצא לעם, ויש לו נעימה, וקולו הרב, ובקי לקרות בתורה ונביאים בכתובים, לשנות במדרש, בהלכות, בגדות, ובקי בכל הברכות כולם. יבוא רבי עיניו, רבי יצחק בר עמי, צריך לספר להם. Are so mekayim this. They get a chazan who's not a bucky and a lashenas of midrashim of psukim and so on. It's not kol yorev, who doesn't have neima. It's bchlan not negia. Not Ashkenazim. Although it used to be the chazanim. You have the two bate knesiot where the chazanim vie with each other. Very nice. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they're doing all the svardik silsule kolos. And right next door, and like, oh, I love you, doing the same thing. He's trucked out to the other. Can you hear through the door? Hainu metupal ve'imlo hainu beito rekam am rechista zeu she beito rekam min adera pirko nayam rabai zeh shelo yatzalo shemra beyaldutov hayta li nachlati karyei be'yar notno alai bekola al kein sineti amai notno alai bekola amar marzut bartuv yamar ha'am amar amar kham amar belozer zeh shelo yatzibo sheno aguna yored lifnei hativa amar uzein ezrei abar brachot shmoneh atzer shebechol yom umozev aleihem od sheish אני שש, שבע הגן, גדת לנו על השביעית, אומר ברוך מרחם על הארץ, אומרים, נחווה יצח, מה שביעית? שביעית לערוך, גדת לנו, בגול ישראל מעריך, ובחותמה הוא אומר, מי שענה דברם בהר המוריה, הוא יענה אתכם, נשמע בכל צעקתכם היום הזה, ברוך קורא ישראל, אין עונים אחריו, אמן, ואז אני הכנסת אומר להם, תקעו בני אהרון, תקעו, ואומר, מי שענה דברם את אבותינו הים סוף, הוא יענה אתכם, נשמע בכל צעקתכם היום הזה. Baruch Zohar Nishkachot, which is really the first of the editions. Ve'en alimach rav amin. Chazan ha-kneset omer lom ariyu v'nei aron ariyu. V'chein b'chol, bracha v'bracha, v'achat omer tiku, v'achat omer ariyu. V'amed, v'orim amurim b'gvulin, avu b'migdash, en oken, v'fi she'en alim amin b'migdash. V'nein she'en alim amin b'migdash, sh'ne barakum v'baruchot ha-shem alokechem min olam v'ad olam, v'yivaruchu shem kvodechum olmam ha-kol bracha v'tilach, יוקר כל הברכות כולם לא תהיה לתהילה אחת תמוד לומר מרומם על כל ברכה ותהילה על כל ברכה תן לו תהילה ואלו במקדש מה הוא אומר ברוך השם אלוקי ישראל מן עולם ועד עולם ברוך לו ישראל והנה אני מאחר ברוך שם כהן אוכל תהיל עולם ועד וחזן הכנסת אומר להם תקעו הכהנים בני אהרון תקעו חוז ואומר מי שנה דאברם בר המוריה הוא יענה אתכם ישמע בכל צעקתכם היום הזה ברוך השם אלוקי ישראל זוכר נשכחות, אינונים אחרו שם כבוד מלכותו, חזן הכנסת אומר להם, אריה הכהנים בני אהרון אריהו, כן בכל בכל בכל, ואחס אומר תיקו, ואחס אומר אריהו, עד שגומר את כולם, וכך נהיג רב חלפתי בציפורי, רב חנני מטרדי מסיכני, וכשבא דבר לפני חכמים אמרו לו, אמרו, לא היו נוהגים כן, אלא בשערי מזרח, ובהר הבית, והיא דמי כלתניה, אומר לפי 24 ברכות 18 שבכל יום הולך אליהם עוד 6 ואותן 6 איכן אומר אומרן בן גול לרופא יכול מעריך בגבולה נערך למאמן על כל ברכה וברכה ככה היינו נגיד בגבולה אבל במקדש היה מברוך השם אלוקי ישראל מן העולם ועד העולם ברוך לישראל לא היו אני מאחריו אמן כך לא נאמר לפי שאינו נביא אמן במקדש מניין שאינו נאמר במקדש שנאמר קומו ברכות השם אלוקיכם מן העולם ויד העולם יברכו שם כבודך ומרמם על כל ברכה ותהילה על כל ברכה וברכה תן לו תהילה על הראשונות אומר ברוך השם אלוקי ישראל מן העולם ועד העולם ברוך לו ישראל הנה נאמר אחריו ברוך שם כהן אוכל תהיל עולם ועד חזן הכנסת אומר תקעו כאן תיקו כהנים תיקו חוז ואומר מי שענה את אברהם בר המוריה הוא יענה אתכם וישמע בקול צעקתכם היום הזה על השנייה אומר ברוך השם אלוקי ישראל מן העולם ועד העולם ברוך זכר נשכחות הנה מי אחריו ברוך שם כהן אוכל תהיל עולם ועד חזן הכנסת אומר אריהו בני אהרון אריהו ויאמר מי שענה את אבותינו הים סוף הוא יענה אתכם וישמע בקול צעקתכם היום הזה והם מריעים ותוקעים ומריעים וכן בכל ברכה וברכה ואחס אומר תקעו Here you see, by the way, the Lashon, Marian, Tokim, Marian, right? That's the revival. And when I was at the beginning, I was at the Shabbat, and I was at the family, and I was at the family, and I was at the Mizrach. Here you also notice Shari, right? Close to Shari. ובערבית רבי יהודה אומר לא היה צריך לומר זיכרונות אומר ועדה מניאפו מייטיים לרבי יהודה לפי שאין אומרים זיכרונות ושופרות אלא בראש השנה ביובלות ובשעת מלחמה